Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
My name is Anneline Tingnes-Førsund. I'm joining locally the Vøvring and Førdefjord Environment Group and also the Friends of the Earth Norway.
In the book Keepers by Luke Tomach, one can read that you have for several years dedicated yourself to protect the fjords in Norway from toxic mining waste. And I was wondering if you could tell me about your struggle over the last years and how you got involved in this.
I happen to be born and raised by the Førdefjord. So just after we knew about this mining company and their mining plan, we organized how to get hold of more information and how to keep people informed, because we realized that the information coming from the company did not include everything and not at all, or almost not at all, the impact on society and environment.
And this company, Nordic Mining, they're now waiting for permission to dump these tailings into the Norwegian fjords. I was wondering if you could tell me exactly what they want to do and how this would affect the environment.
Nordic Mining, they want to dump mining waste into the Førdefjord. Yeah, this company want to extract titan oxide. And that's only a couple of percent of the mountain. And so they want to crush a whole mountain and dump it directly into the fjord. And this waste, it's a very, very big amount. It's 6 million tons of waste every year. It will go on for 50 years. That means 300 million tons of mining waste, including very, very many tons of chemicals and heavy metals every year. In fact, it does include 6.5 tons of heavy metals every day.
And how would this affect the environment there in the fjords?
This mining waste is crushed into powder. This is a fjord, and the dumping site, you may say, is not far from the ocean. It's inside the fjord, but not far from the ocean. So we have the fear that current and tides will carry this toxic mining waste around in the fjord, also out in the ocean. But there's also another fjord in the north of Norway where a mining company have similar plans. In the north of Norway, we have Repparfjord, and a mining company called Nussir wants to extract copper and to dump 30 million tons of mining waste there. But you know, the mining companies, they have really picked two very special resources in Norway to fight against: the fish and the reindeers. The traditional style of living in Norway, which also bring much incomes to people. You know, people all along the coast are employed in fishery and seafood. And also people are fishing and hunting their dinner in the fjords. And the Sami people, they are really threatened by mining companies, because the reindeer herds, they need a very large area, and the nature must be clean. So, mining company that wants to mine in the Finnmark Plateau, which is very special in the world, can do very big harm to their traditional life of Sami people.
because the Nordic Mining Company, they have stated that their solutions to the tailing are environmentally safe. What is your comment to that statement?
Yeah, to be able to tell, to say such a thing tells quite a lot. It's almost unbelievable. They want each day for 50 years to dump 16,500 tons of tailings, including 6 tons of heavy metals and 10 tons of chemicals, into a clean, fish-rich fjord, also a national salmon fjord. And the dumping site is right into one of the best spawning places for cod on the entire west coast of Norway.
There have been protests heard from different groups in Norway. I was wondering if you could tell me a bit who's been involved in these protests and what your claims have been.
There have been a lot of protests from the organizations in fisheries, seafood, wild salmon and tourist industry. They fear, of course, for a loss of reputation, not only for the region, but also for Norway as one of the world's premier seafood nations and one of the world's renowned tourist destination.
I was wondering what could be the options instead of dumping the mining waste into the oceans.
Yeah, first, this is actually not waste. This is actually valuable mineral resources that can be used. And what cannot be used can be backfilled into the mine. So it's absolutely not necessary to discharge mineral resources into the fjord.
This Friday, the 21st of November, the Ministry of Climate and Environment will publish its official recommendation. This is said to basically be an indication if the mining by Nordic Mining will be allowed. And I was wondering if you could give me your take on the Norwegian government's position to the mining in the fjords and your hopes and for the government to ban these mining companies.
Very exciting, of course. We really don't know what the government will say tomorrow, and the Ministry of Fishery and the Minister of Climate and Environment. But of course, we hope that they will say they don't have enough knowledge of all parts of this issue, because the mining company has actually never told how exactly they are going to extract this mineral. And that's very important, of course, to have knowledge about, because this says a lot about what type and how much chemicals they have to use. And it also says a lot of how small particles it will be, in which amount of small particles in the waste. But this government, they say they are going to develop and support fishery and seafood industry in Norway, and also tourism, of course. They also say they want to support and make it easier for mining companies to settle down in Norway. And they have also written in their documents that they will open for discharge of mining waste in fjords, but on certain condition. We really hope, and we really are asking the government to take care of the unique nature, the unique fjords. Fjords are icons when it comes to world heritage.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.